In fact, it was so successful that Nokia decided to pre-install it on every one of its smartphones. It was a big deal for our small team. At the time, 2 out of every 5 smartphones were sold by Nokia. The company was so successful at it, in fact, that several of its competitors, mobile manufacturers like Samsung and Motorola, were headed toward bankruptcy. Meanwhile, recognizing the implications of Nokia's success, a few Silicon Valley staples were radically changing their strategy to become mobile. This was really exciting, but at first I didn't get it. Why would blue chips like Apple and Google put their entire business at risk to enter a market that was so quickly consolidating? I wanted to find the answer, so I embarked on a journey to understand how companies and people would become successful in this new mobile age. How would mobile startups make their mark in a world ruled by giant phone manufacturers and operators that strictly controlled access to their online content and services? What would happen when incumbents placed their bets and consolidated? And more importantly, what did that mean for me, you, and all our friends and colleagues? How would the mobile revolution affect our careers and our lives? I looked for a formula that would help me navigate the mobile revolution. To my disappointment, I found none. Success.